Office what? The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Stella Bronson to commence another episode of Office Wife.
Be sure your sins will find you out. Well, I don't fault. I made over a block of shares to Harry Palmer through the brokerage firm of Fox and Bean, just so Palmer wouldn't be exposed to his latest swindle. I might have known Benny Puller, the great B.J. Puller, could pull strings with Fox and Bean just the same as he pulls strings everywhere else. And he's found me out. Well, it's the end of me as far as Jeff's concerned. It stands to reason. I pulled Harry Palmer out of the worst hole he's ever been in. Now I have to sit in Benny's office and tell him why.
They say I'm pretty tough, Stella. I've even heard it said I'm unscrupulous. But beside you, I'm a baby in arms.
All right, rub the salt in.
Can't you take it? Of course it stings, girl. And if you're looking at me for sympathy, you're wasting your time.
I know that.
What the devil possessed you? You're supposed to be head over heels in love with Pilgrim, and yet you sell him down the river to a snipe like Palmer. I don't get it, Stella. I just don't get it.
Of course you don't.
Were the shares yours?
Yes. About all I had.
How did Palmer pay for them?
He didn't. They were a gift from me to Marcia Pilgrim. We put them through Fox and Bean to make it look right.
Let me get this straight. You gave $1,000 worth of shares away to save Harry Palmer's bacon?
Looks like it, doesn't it?
But Fox and Bean had to be paid. Money had to pass hands.
Palmer arranged it. He paid for them with his own check, and that was given straight to me. I paid for the brokerage myself.
But I doubt if Palmer has 1,000 pence in his account at any one time.
For heaven's sake, Benny. The check was only a form. I have no intention of presenting it.
I don't suppose you'd care to tell me the hold Palmer has on you. Are you fond of Jeff?
How can you ask?
Simply doesn't add up. You're fond of Pilgrim, so you hand Palmer $1,000 to get him out of the soup. And Palmer's the one man Jeff would like to skin alive.
I know.
Now look, Stella. I've known you quite a while. I've more than liked you. I've asked you to become my wife. Now I'm confronted with a situation that makes you either a crook yourself, or else you're in very deep water. Which is it?
Neither.
If Palmer's forced you into this position...
He hasn't. I went into it with my eyes open.
Well, at any rate, Palmer's washed up now. When I get Jeff and Marcia together and tell them this, it's the end of Harry Palmer, even if they can't prefer charges against
him. No, please, Benny, you mustn't. That's why I did it, so Palmer wouldn't be found out. Benny, if Jeff catches up with Palmer before his divorce, he'll go back to his wife. I know he will.
Well, I'll be hanged. So that's it. Simple when you know, isn't it?
Too simple. I should have known I couldn't do it. I should have known you'd find out.
I'm just realizing the full implications of this. I don't care 2 pence what happens to Marcia and Palmer. Pilgrim will never marry you now, Stella.
He told me last night. He said if he ever found out I'd lifted a finger for Harry Palmer, he'd... Well, you can guess.
So this is how it all ends up. All our efforts, all our plotting. It ends up by you chopping the ground out from under your own and Harry Palmer's feet.
Yes. Well, I'm not the sniveling type. What are you going to do, Benny?
That's the trouble. I don't know. Yet.
Are you going to tell Jeff?
Look me in the eyes, Stella. I want to marry you. And we have a bargain, remember? What would you do in my position?
I'd tell him.
That's right. And so would I.
Shelley?
Yes, Mr. Palmer?
Get me Mrs. Pilgrim on the phone, will you, please? If Marcia is going away after her divorce case has been heard, I'm going to be kind of bored when she gets back. Yes, I wonder how we'd go with little Miss Shelley Falling. Hello?
Is that you, Harry?
Oh, yes, darling. What are you doing tonight?
Nothing in particular.
Come to the Pelican Club and dance if I put on my best bib and tucker, eh?
No. Do I have to?
Why not?
I'm simply not in the mood. Some other night.
Well, do what you would, darling.
No, really, Harry. Plenty of other time.
All right. I'll ring you tomorrow. We might have lunch. What do you say?
Well, ring me in the morning. Bye.
Yeah, I could be wrong, but that Popsy isn't getting bored, is she? Oh, but I shouldn't think that was likely.
Yes, Mr. Palmer?
Could you come in, Shelley? It won't do any harm to see if the old black magic still works. Oh, good lass, take a pew. I have a couple of letters for you, but... there's no hurry. How long have you been with us, Shelley?
Just over a fortnight, Mr. Palmer.
You like it?
Oh, yes. I couldn't ask for a better job.
You mean your surroundings, or your work, or, do you like working with me?
Well, it all adds up, Mr. Palmer.
Listen, I'll tell you something. Stick to Mr. Palmer on the intercom, or when there's anybody around, but, when there's just the two of us, what's wrong with, Harry?
I was hoping you'd say that sooner or later, Mr. Palmer. Harry.
You know, as time goes on, we should get to know each other pretty well, hmm?
I don't see why not.
Yeah. Well, tell me something about what you do after five at night. I suppose you spend most of your time beating chaps off with a club, hmm?
Well, not exactly. Too many people bore me.
Fond of dancing?
I love it. With the right person.
Suppose you tell me just what constitutes your right person.
About 30-ish. Tall, but not skinny. Dark. I adore dark men with blue eyes. Like yours.
I call for you about 8 tonight, there's a place called the Lobster Grotto I'd like to show you. Good food, good band, and good fun.
Make it 8:30.
8:30 it is. I don't think we'll worry about those letters, shall we?
Yes, Harry.
That old black magic. Palmer, you cad. How do you do it?
You were lucky to catch me, Shelley. Something cooking?
Yes. Palmer's asked me to go to a place called the Lobster Grotto. Sounds pretty, doesn't it?
Tonight?
Yes, Mr. Puller. Marcia Pilgrim wouldn't go out with him, and I had a hunch the moment I walked into his office he'd make me a proposition. The man's as vain as a peacock.
We'll see what we can do about bringing Marcia onto the scene. Every little helps. But the way things have developed, you might have been wasting your time.
Won't she be jealous?
Oh, she'll be jealous, all right. But it doesn't matter anymore. Palmer's finished. We can pull him down any time we want to.
Then what are you waiting for? Why don't you?
Because, in a sense, I'd be pulling myself down, too. Good night, Shelley. Thanks.
Marcia Pilgrim here.
Hello, Marcia. This is P.J. Puller. You alone right now?
Yes.
Not doing anything?
No. Nothing at all.
I want to come round and see you. May I, right away?
Well, if you're going to talk about Jeff or Harry Palmer... No, Mr. Puller.
It's nothing like that. I want you to do something for me. Something important.
Yeah. Very well. But I wish you'd tell me on the phone.
It'll wait. Expect me in half an hour. Oh, Marcia, when I get there, you're going to listen. You're going to listen to every word I say. You will if you know what's good for you.
Here am I, Benjamin Puller, sitting with five aces in my hand. And yet the only way I can expose Palmer now is by giving Stella away to Jeff at the same time. She thinks a good deal of me at the moment. So what if I do that? I tell you, I don't know what course to take. I have to decide before I get to Marcia's. Here we go.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.